Newscast here today for an update.
Trey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
We're good. Woke up much better than we were yesterday at this time.
That's good to hear.
Give us a sense of kind of what the thought process was when you woke up yesterday and some of the concerns that you had versus what you're dealing with around 8:15 here this morning.
Sure. We received notification probably later in the evening, Tuesday night. Dean Grant, our public works director, called me around 9 p.m. on Tuesday night and said that we were having problems filling the tower. They were hopeful that we'd see some recovery overnight. And we went ahead and alerted folks that we were having issues. We reached out to our biggest industrial partner just to let them know that we were having issues at that point. Then in the morning, so the system did not recover overnight. And then about 4 in the morning, we started getting a drain on the system again. And at that point, we just could not pump enough water, and we were losing volume in the tower. So about this time, 24 hours ago, we were sitting about a half foot from being under our fire protection level. We immediately went out to our industrial partners and asked them to throttle back. And then that's when we went public with the conservation request as well, trying to get as much water consumption down as possible so that we could, maintain tower level. So we maintained our tower level throughout the morning. And then one of our largest industrial partners was able to take a significant portion of their operation online. And then at that point, we started gaining altitude in our towers. And then last night, which is typical overnight cycle, overnight we were able to get the towers completely full.
Okay. How is the demand, at least for now? And granted that, shift changes started and, a lot of production facilities get started in that 6 to 8 a.m. time period. How's the demand today versus earlier this week?
Demand this morning is about 8-9 million, so it's not huge, but we still do have our largest industrial user offline until about noon today. So they're going to come back online about noon today, and that's where we'll start anxiously watching and seeing how the towers are holding, and hopefully that's why we're continuing to ask for some conservation at least through 9 p.m. tomorrow once we get to that overnight cycle, and then once we get into the weekend with cooler temperatures, we're feeling better about things. Hopefully between having both towers full, we will be able to hold until we get to cooler weather, but we'll be anxiously watching once they fire up again about noon today.
City Manager Trey Conking with us here, KVOE. It is 8:19. Well, Trey, again, what kind of conservation are you requesting?
Avoid unnecessary watering. If you can avoid watering your lawn, we ask that you avoid watering your lawn. Obviously, if somebody has a great garden that they need to water for their food supply, that's not a big deal to continue that. I turned off my sprinkler today. We're asking folks to take that similar things. We're not where we were yesterday where we needed folks to, to avoid as much as possible. At this point, we're just asking folks to be mindful through 9 p.m. tomorrow. Just anything that uses tons of water, we'd ask folks to not do until Saturday.
One other question that does come up here, Trey.
Filling a swimming pool is another thing that comes to mind.
Ah, that's a good point. Trey, one other thing that does come to mind here is, aside from what we have here on Saturday and Sunday, and that's a slight chance of showers and storms at that, there's no rain in the forecast here, and it does look like the last part of August getting into early September may well be dry. I'm going to float this, and maybe that's a bad pun to use, but is the city starting to look at maybe some more voluntary water restriction methods, less on the immediate situation with the heat and the dryness, but more reflecting the prolonged drought that we're seeing here and maybe getting into early September?
We're going to continue to evaluate that, have conversations throughout the day on that, see what happens once we get into the weekend. Because really the system was functioning just fine, and then towards the weekend, it's just with these 100-plus degree temperatures. So this isn't rain-related other than people watering their lawns. This is more heat related, if that makes sense to everybody. So we do think a big 10 degree reduction in temperature, going from 105 to 95, will make a big difference on how things handle. You know, I know that there's multiple grocery stores in town that are basically having to keep water on their chillers at 100% to keep the food cool, which we completely understand. But, you know, those systems, you know, once we get down 10 degrees, should run much more efficiently. And I think that's true for a lot of systems in town. So hopefully just reducing 10 degrees from where we are this week into the 90s next week will make a big difference. But we're going to be very mindful. We're going to be watching the system closely. And if we do need to take conservation steps, we will get out in front of that and ask folks to take appropriate measures.
Well, glad to hear the towers are full as of right now, so we'll keep a close eye on that. And, Trey, we appreciate you joining us here.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right. Talk to you later. And Emporia City Manager Trey Conking with us on our 805 News. Chuck?
Yeah, and a good update there. But, again, that voluntary water conservation